Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, welcome back to our show. Good Wednesday. We do have bowl action, South Florida Old Dominion going on right now. We're going to get into some NFL, though. I was looking at the Seahawks' new uniforms. I wanted to read this to you if you haven't seen them. They do look like the Ducks uniforms the more I look at them. But it says that so they'll be wearing new uniforms called the Rivalry Unis tomorrow night against the Rams. It says the new uniforms that were made in collaboration with Nike feature wolf gray jerseys and pants, as well as iridescent green jersey numbers that reflect differently based on how light hits them. The uniform set also adds a new helmet to the collection, as the helmet includes the iconic hawk head design with a metallic chrome finish on top of an iridescent green base. It does bother me a little bit that the Seahawks have somehow morphed green so much into their look, but you know, it's 2025 and I'm an old guy, so as long as they don't wear black uniforms, I'm okay with it. It's gonna be a good game, man. I mean, I was looking at the slate today. Holy crap, how good is this weekend in the NFL?
It's a great weekend for just football.
Yeah, for all of it. That's true. We got the playoffs, college football playoffs, which we'll get to. But the Packers, thank God for YouTube TV multi-view. Because
the quad box.
The quad box. Yes. It's amazing. And you can customize it. So if you don't have YouTube TV, what that means is you can watch four games at once or four things at once. Whatever. You can put on, I know it was Luke, I think, was saying that he puts on cartoons for his kids in one of the quads. Or maybe that was Buck that does that. But anyway, genius. That's great. But yes, I cannot, in good conscience, watch Oregon James Madison without also watching Bears Packers. There's so much on the line. You got Bears Packers, you got Rams Seahawks. I mean, the week starts with the best game. The Rams and Seahawks, two of the three best teams in the league, are they not? I mean, for heaven's sakes.
Right now, that's the best division in football, not even close.
Yeah, because the Niners are lurking in there too. Niners can still win that thing. I may or may not have a ticket on that from the preseason. I don't feel good about it. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a better regular season weekend than this one that's coming up. And this is history tomorrow night, and the game will be here on The Fan, Rams-Seahawks. There has never been a Thursday night football game featuring two teams with 11 or more wins. This will be the first one tomorrow night. The division is on the line. Technically, it's not quite yet because there's still 3 weeks left. But I was reading that the Rams, if they win, they have a 95% chance to win the division. If they lose, they only have a 26% chance to win the division. And as we mentioned, the Niners are lurking there too. So what a freaking game. Both defenses are elite. You know, only one elite quarterback in the game, though, which makes me lean toward the Rams. I think they'll do slightly better in the red zone. They're a better red zone team. I just, the teams that kick a lot of field goals and rely on defense, I just think when it comes to these more dynamic teams like the Rams, I don't know. And I know the Seahawks should have won the first meeting. I mean, they should have won that game. I mean, Darnold just kept turning it over. But they played great. So I kind of feel like the first meeting was the one the Seahawks should have gotten. But Darnold kept handing it to him. The Rams' offense, I think it's going to be much better this time around. Their run game has popped recently, and the Seahawks hasn't. You know, they averaged, I think it was 2.3 yards per carry against the Colts, the Seahawks, on the ground. That is not good. The Seahawks are number 28 in that category, by the way, yards per rush attempt, whereas the Rams are top 8. So I think the Rams are going to beat them, but who knows? When you get into a game like this that's this close, two great teams going at it, it's like the first meeting. It's like there are so many variables that you just can't predict. How will Sam Darnold handle pressure this time around? Hopefully better than he did the first time around.
This is probably going to be one of those games where it's whoever has the last possession. If Matthew Stafford's holding the ball with 2 minutes left, we know the outcome of the game. If Sam Darnold's holding the ball with 2 minutes left, we know who's winning that game.
Yeah. It's the only question is, will it be an interception? And the answer is likely yes. But, yeah, it's true. I mean, these NFL games are, you know, anybody that bets on the NFL, you know this well. These games, it is uncanny how often they just come right down to the number, the point spread, or just one possession. It's just, it's... This league is so good in that way. And by the way, the spread in this game, pick them. Vegas says, pick a side. And so I don't know where the money's going, Rams or Seahawks, but I don't know. I got the Rams. Now, elsewhere, who had Bo Nix v. Trevor Lawrence in Week 16 for potential AFC supremacy? Do you have that one?
No, I did not.
I don't think anyone did. And I don't know who I'd probably lean Jags there. Only because of the points, catching three and a half, something like that. But there's something about, you know, Green Bay's got a good defense. I know Parsons got hurt, but Bo Nix looked pretty good last week. If he plays well, if he plays like that, that team, God, it's just hard to believe they're 12-2, the Broncos.
And I think 10 of those games are one-score games.
Are they?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other. I mean, I guess you could look at that one of two ways. You could say, well, they're lucky, and that luck will, most of the time, that luck, you know, a team comes back down to earth, and that luck runs out, and it kind of evens out. Or you could just say they're really good. I mean, you're really good in tight games. I mean, their defense is awful good. I mean, they have like 50-some sacks, almost 60 sacks.
13 of their games are one-score games.
I remember that game in Indy. They probably should be 13-1. You remember that game in Indy? They beat Indy. Indy missed the game-winning field goal, and they called the guy for a personal foul. And then the Colts got to kick it again and won it. They should be 13-1. And yet we have no faith in them to go to the Super Bowl, do we? Are they your right now, AFC, who wins?
I think Houston, because I think Houston's the best defense with the most electric offense. I'd also put Jacksonville in that discussion, too.
You like Jacksonville, don't you?
I think Trevor Lawrence has finally turned the corner as far as being the guy. And, he got one playoff win last year. He's probably going to go out and win at least one more playoff game this year.
Well, we've said this about Lawrence before. We said this when Doug Peterson first got there. He unlocked something in Lawrence, and then he came back down to earth, but... Jacksonville, he does look good, and Jacksonville doesn't just look good because Trevor Lawrence looks better. Jacksonville has a pretty good defense, too.
I think they have the best linebacking core in the league with Foyseed, Olakung, and Devin Lloyd.
And I think for a long time, it took us a while. We were like, ah, come on, it's the Jags. It's Trevor Lawrence. We've seen this. They're not that good. They're just winning. You know, beat the Chiefs. They came back and beat the Chiefs in that game. We're like, ah. But now you keep watching. You get to this point in the season, like you're saying about Houston. We wrote off Houston a long time ago. Houston's good. And, I mean, some offensive line issues, but the defense is really good. And I think at this point in the season, you can't – I mean, I think what I'm trying to say is early in the season, it's easy to write them off and say, well, they're not for real or this or that. But this point in the season, you gotta take them seriously. So it's Denver and it's Jacksonville for potential AFC supremacy this weekend, which is weird. And then we also have, as we mentioned, we've got Packers-Bears, which is another pick'em game. Bears have to win. The Bears might not go to the playoffs. They were the number one seed 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, no, last week they beat the Bears, or the Browns. 2 weeks ago, they go into the Packers game, the number one seed. This week, they go into the Packers game. If they lose, they could be out of the playoff picture. So it's going to be a great weekend in the NFL. And we get a new quarterback. Last week was the Brady Cook show. And of course, I did not watch Brady Cook. But, well, it's Jets football. Like, why would you watch that? But he started for the Jets. I looked at his numbers. He threw three picks. Is exactly what we thought. And they lost to the Jags by about 30. And this week, we get Quinn Ewers as Tua Taga not going to play anymore has been benched. And it's really hard to believe that whenever that was, when would that have been, 2021, 2020, that the Dolphins thought Tua would be better than Justin Herbert. And they took him one spot ahead of our man, Justin Herbert. And now look, you think they regret that?
Tough break.
That is a tough break. It's not even a break. You make your own breaks. Lowercase. What were they looking at? Like, in hindsight, I get it. Scouting quarterbacks is tough. I understand that. But even in college, like, what were you looking at to justify Tua over Herbert? I guess just college success?
Probably you look at what was Saban's choice in the national championship game. Why does he believe in Tua Tagovailoa over Jalen Hurts? Because then Jalen Hurts goes to Oklahoma, Tua's the guy, and you're going, okay, Tua's not a bad passer. He's completing all the passes. He's doing all the things. But you have to take a look at his receiving core. He's the first Alabama quarterback who I would say compares to an Ohio State quarterback because he had Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, and eight other people who probably are all still in the league right now.
Right. And then you look at Herbert, who is at Oregon, who I feel like when we were watching him at Oregon, guys were dropping balls right and left.
It's very seldom that we get a star wide receiver at Oregon. I think Kenyon Sadiq is the first. Him and DeCorian Moore are the first, like, receivers, I'd say, are, without a doubt, stars, move-the-needle type players.
Yeah, it's not necessarily receiver you, is it? But, yeah, and then Herbert, you know, Herbert was, of course, there with Cristobal, and there was that whole thing, they won the Rose Bowl, but, I don't know, he didn't have gaudy numbers. So maybe that's, like, the only thing you could look at, Tua over Herbert, is, like, college success. But as Dave Bartua has told us for years, he said these quarterbacks that play at the Ohio States and the Alabamas, they get overinflated because they're buoyed by the talent around them. So I don't know. It seems so obvious now, but of course, that's hindsight. So the Quinn Ewers era has begun in Miami, which is going to be awful because I think he sucks, but I guess, I don't know. See what you got. If you're already out of the playoffs, which they're not, but they're kind of pulling the chute, just throw the rookie in there. See what he's got. I don't know.
When the Steelers were going through their quarterback issues, Aaron Rodgers hadn't signed officially yet. We were still deciding whether it was Mason Rudolph. I thought we were going to draft Quinn Ewers. We ended up with Will Howard and got Rodgers, but I don't mind Ewers at all. I think he's a solid quarterback who's gonna get throws to talent. Like, they have enough talent on that roster right now where just get the ball out of your hand.
Well, this is a big 3 weeks for him. I mean, if he does want a starting job next year, he can get it. He just got to play well these next 3 weeks. I got to look at Miami's schedule, but they're going to give him a crack, so they must think something of him. That or just Tua's that bad. I think Tua leads the I think Tua leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah, he does with 15.
Yeah. Has Will Howard played yet? Have you guys seen him yet?
Not yet. Mason Rudolph got a few snaps while Aaron Rodgers was out with that hand injury, but Will Howard was activated to the 53-man, hasn't played yet.
Is there a backup quarterback or a crappy quarterback that you thought would be good or still could be, like, that you're delusional about?
I really thought that Dwayne Haskins was going to be RIP, but I thought he was going to be a starter in the NFL. I thought he got a really tough break in Washington because then they obviously went and got drafted two quarterbacks 2 years after that. But
yeah,
maybe Kenny Pickett.
That's a good one. I was going to say
Pickett. But his ceiling was super low for me anyways.
I thought Pickett had a shot. Haskins never played for Pittsburgh, right? He died before.
He was on the practice squad and he was on the roster, but he never played for us, no.
Dwayne Haskins. That's a good one. Well, I mean, look, kind of a Northwest homery type of pick, but I thought Mariota, you know.
Tennessee is just a tough environment. It's like, again, I didn't expect Baker Mayfield to do what he did in Cleveland, but.
That's true.
Baker still found a way.
Baker kind of came up. He's a unique one. He kind of found his way off the scrap heap. I wonder what will happen with Tua. I wonder if Tua, you know, is he relegated now? Is he back up? I'm sure somebody will give him another chance if he leaves Miami. I don't know his contract situation, but it'd be a hell of a backup.
Yeah, but when you've thrown 15 interceptions and all of them are against zone defense, it's kind of predictable what you're going to see.
Well, he looks as defenses. Really rough. I mean, I think a lot of his good numbers were buoyed by the offense. It's, you know, it seems that McDaniel did a pretty good job with him for a while, but I don't know that I'd want Tua, but as a backup, maybe. I don't know. But Quinn Ewers starts for Miami this week, Tua benched. All right, coming up next, who do we like in the college football playoff? Here's Lowercase with SportsCenter. I stand by my take in that promo, by the way. Why would you want Mariano Rivera on your softball team?
He really does have just the cutter. He's not throwing the cutter.
Exactly.
So what do you need him for?
Right. I can think of a ton of guys that weren't nearly the careers of Mariano Rivera that I'd rather have on my celebrity softball team than that guy. I'm standing by that. Lowercase. By the way, a couple people bringing up the weather, and that is important, something I omitted from our Rams-Seahawks talk, and it is true. I mean, there's a freaking another atmospheric river coming through here, for heaven's sakes. And Seattle's been getting, you know, up in Washington, they've just been getting pounded. And so I was looking at both that game and the Oregon game. Looks like the Oregon game, they're going to get a little bit of a break. Saturday, so it's supposed to rain. We're getting a lot of rain tomorrow around here and in the valley. So Eugene will get hit hard tomorrow, or at least it's supposed to. More rain on Friday. And then Saturday, it's looking like just clouds. Not very windy and near 50, so they may get a break for the James Madison game, but the Seahawks game tomorrow, that could be pretty nasty, particularly towards the second half of the game and wind. They're saying 94% chance of rain, and then the rain picks up throughout the game, and 20-mile-an-hour winds. Like I said, run game, baby. Run games.
Run that rock.
And I'd bet on the Rams run game over the Seahawks, but, you know, who knows? Like I said, a lot of variables in really good games like that. Can't wait for that one. That'll be here on The Fan. By the way, also should mention the Ducks and the Dukes are on The Fan this Saturday, pregame at noon with Ducks Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light. After the game, stay for the Dick Hanna Dealership's postgame scoreboard. So who do we like in the college football playoff? It's about that time. We had the extra week to talk about it. Last week, it kind of felt like the week before or in between the championship games and the Super Bowl, where you don't want to, you know, you don't want to like blow your wad talking about the game when you got a whole other week leading up to the game. But it's finally here. Alabama, Oklahoma, Friday. Everything else Saturday. I think it's the Miami Texas A&M game, which I can't wait for. That will be the 9 a.m. game on Saturday. That's the best matchup. I know Alabama, Oklahoma is good and intriguing because Oklahoma has beaten Alabama the last two times, but That Miami A&M game, that is as good as it gets. You got some ballers all over the field in that game.
Plus, you have Carson Beck, who's one of the only quarterbacks in the playoff right now with deep playoff experience.
Really good quarterback matchup. You're right. I hadn't even thought about that. But with Reed and Beck, that's good. I just don't, just as anybody around here, if you watch Mario Cristobal enough, you know not to trust his team. So I don't trust him.
I feel like that team is really dictated off of Carson Beck's play.
Yeah, he was bad for a while.
When he plays bad, they're a pitiful team, and when he's on point being the, you know, the playoff guy that we've all seen him be, they're dangerous.
It's true, because he started the season playing great, and they were undefeated. They stumbled a couple times. He was not playing great. I mean, they turned it over. I don't remember. I haven't watched all their games, but I remember watching a game where he just not stopped turning it over. I think it might have been a game that they won. But their defense has been pretty damn good all year. They have got some studs on defense. And A&M, though, has one of the better offensive lines, and you got Reed, and it's going to be that place, Kyle Field, if you've never been there. If you're looking to take a college football trip, now, I won't say this about the town, College Station, and I forget the adjoining town. Gosh, I'm blanking on it. It's like there's like two towns right next to each other. College Station is where Texas A&M is. That's not the best. But if you in terms of the game and atmosphere, if you want to take a college football trip, go to a game at Kyle Field with the real 12th man, the real 12s. It is awesome there. That place is huge. They're into it. It's loud. Really, really cool college football environment. College Town, not so much.
Is it still the largest field?
Oh, I don't think so. Kyle Field? I don't know that it's 100,000. I may be wrong about that. I thought the largest was Neyland. Maybe the Big House, but I think it's Neyland, Tennessee. Am I wrong?
I believe it's Michigan. That's 107.
Okay.
Beaver Stadium, Penn State, 106. Ohio Stadium, 102. And then Kyle Field is 102.
Oh, they're 102. Okay. Yeah. So they're up there with those. Yeah. Dude, it's awesome. I'm telling you. I've been to a game there. It's great. Worth a trip down to Texas. I got a little bit of a hunch about Alabama. I'm going to tell you why coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.